Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning from the Daily Beast. I'm Barbie Nadeau in for Brooke Howard. It's Monday, June 7th, and here are the top six stories the Cheat Sheet team is watching right now. Facebook executive Nick Clegg on Sunday defended the social media giant's decision to ban Donald Trump, citing the, quote, grave circumstances of the ex-president's role in inciting the January 6th Capitol riot. In an interview with ABC, he acknowledged that the lack of transparency around the suspension was a mistake and that they should have had a clearer due process, clearer standards, and clearer penalties. A Florida man is under arrest after police say he struck a pedestrian with his car, took off with the victim's body, and then dumped it behind a bait shop. Police say that after getting rid of the body, 28-year-old Joseph Charles Strickland then called his roommates and friends and asked them to help push his car back home, telling them he'd hit a deer. Daily vaccination rates in the United States are dropping rapidly, making President Biden's goal of having 70% of adults receive their first shot by July 4th increasingly unlikely. According to Dr. Anthony Fauci, part of the issue is that vaccines have already reached the, quote, low-hanging fruit, those people who absolutely want to get vaccinated, and that the people who remain are those that need to be convinced. An Italian nun killed 21 years ago by a group of teenage girls who were allegedly obsessed with devil worship has been beatified by the Catholic Church as a martyr. In a ceremony on Sunday that marks the last ritual step before someone is declared a saint, Pope Francis hailed Sister Maria Laura Magnetti and described her killers as, quote, prisoners of evil. Roger Federer, the former world tennis champion, has pulled out of the French Open, confirming speculation that his recent knee surgeries were causing him pain. He made the decision on Sunday, a day after winning his third round match, saying he would listen to his body. The New England Patriots rookie card signed by Tom Brady in 2000 has been auctioned off for $3.1 million, making it the most valuable football card ever sold on auction. The previous record was set 2 months ago when someone paid $2.25 million for another card from Brady's rookie season. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.